You're listening to a podcast on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Green Gab Podcast, a place to gab with people rocking it in green. Green homes, green living, and green companies. Join Marla Esser-Close, the green home coach and author of Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices to a Better Home, and Tony Pratt, the director of builder relations at The Sound Room. Here are your hosts, Marla and Tony.
Marla here, gabbing on the Green Gab Podcast with Paul of Peterson Energy Consultants. And Paul, thank you for being so patient with me today while I get my act together. Hey, I want to hear about what you guys are doing and how you came to be at the home show today.
Okay, well, we try to solve comfort issues and energy issues in existing homes. Those are things that people call drafts, or I have a chill when I walk in this area, or my utility bills are outrageous, or my house is dusty. And those are all things that can be resolved in most cases by air sealing techniques or insulating certain areas that are uninsulated, things that codes didn't necessarily address. In existing homes that range from 10 years old to 40, 50-year-old homes, we do a lot of work to improve indoor air quality and energy needs in those homes.
Wow, indoor air quality is a big issue right now, although I think a lot of homeowners think of it like in health. I mean, right, you know, in the Midwest, allergies, asthma, I know that's a lot that people associate with those health and indoor air quality issues. Do you help people resolve issues around things that would maybe pertain to respiratory as well?
Yes, something that everybody can relate to is the attic fan, the whole house attic fan. And so those are kind of going by the wayside. So here's an example of what we would maybe make a recommendation. Okay, you guys are allergy sensitive, but you have this attic fan that has grills that are open to the attic, in essence, because they're not airtight.
Yeah.
So this creates opportunity for air to move between the attic and the house. In a lot of cases, the resolution there is, we take the attic fan out and drywall it and seal it off.
Gotcha.
Because people's allergy resistance has changed from the days when those used to be used all the time.
Very true.
That's just one example of
quality
air control that happens even in basements, the rim joist in basements, bay window bottoms that leak, you know, where there's actually mice getting in and bugs getting in. We can take care of all that by air sealing methods with foam.
Wow. So how do you guys engage? Well, obviously by being at the home show, but this is one way you engage with homeowners and people that are living in homes, I'm assuming. How else do you let people know that you can help them?
A lot of our leads come through Home Advisor, and that's one way we service folks that way. Mindy does a lot, my wife, with Facebook. We're starting to get into more digital outreaches with Bing and, you know, all the digital advertising. So I know the Post-Dispatch is supposed to come by and talk to us. They'd like to see us do some advertising. So
of course.
we advertise in the Home Mag to reach out to folks on a monthly basis. So, you know, we're just out there in several areas. We're listed with the Better Business Bureau. We have a AAA rating with them.
Nice.
We have a 4.9 rating with Home Advisor. And so we work hard at satisfying customers and making sure they're happy.
One of my key mantras is that people really want a home that looks good and performs well. So it sounds like you help on the perform well side.
The perform well side has been lacking over the years with codes. If you built a house today in Creve Coeur, for instance, all the ducts would have to be sealed. The ducts, HVAC systems, the house would have to meet a certain blower door test performance level. And this is something I thought would happen 25 years ago, and it's just now happening.
And for our homeowners and residents and listeners that may not understand all of the more technical side of that, all of this testing that you do really helps to ensure that the house is airtight so that it doesn't leak energy, it doesn't leak dust, which I hate, so my house is cleaner, and it's going to help them to have a more controlled environment, right?
Right.
Cool.
And there's always the ventilation system side, too, where you can introduce air but controlled with ventilation. So, you know, we can help folks with those issues, just depending on their needs, you know.
So one last thought before we find how to find you guys is there's some money available out there. There's tax credits, there's rebate programs, there's all kinds of things. Can people use any of that money to use your services? And if so, how do they connect the dots?
We have tax credits for our daylighting systems. The solar tube systems have a 30% tax credit. And as you know, tax credits come right off the top of what you owe.
Nice, yeah.
So that's one aspect of the tax credits that we help folks see. And also with the insulation side, because I'm an auditor approved by the state of Missouri, we can get $2,000 back if you file jointly with your spouse for the energy assessment that we do, if they implement some of the major priorities that are listed. So we not only provide the assessment, but we also provide pricing for what the improvements would cost. Since our specialty has been contracting for over 30 years, we're
nice,
very competitive and know what to price and how to put all that together for folks.
Cool. So the assessment's Missouri and the tax credit's federal, right?
Yes.
Obviously, things are going to vary by state for our listeners that are not in Missouri. But there is a great website that I recommend to all the people that follow us, and that's desireusa.org, and that's D-S-I-R-E-USA.org. But I know they list all of these rebates and incentives by state as well as the federal ones. So
yes, awesome.
Great place to check in, folks. If you're looking for help to make your home perform well, there's some great resources out there. Couldn't ask for a better time to do it, because we all want a home that really works for us. And I'm so thrilled that you're helping people to do that. Hey, tell us where to find you online on your website.
The website is insulationenergysolution.com and also showmeskylights.com.
Great. So, and if folks are here in St. Louis, do you have a showroom or are you just online?
Just online right now.
Great. Well, we thank you for your time, Paul, and appreciate you being here at the Home Show.
Thanks. Appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Thought about a career in voiceover? Need a great, cost-effective on-hold message for your organization or business? Don't know where to start? Check out The Voice Farm, your one-stop shop for voiceover needs. Check it out now by accessing The Voice Farm at voicefarmers.com and see what difference can be made with a company that is truly outside the box. From The Voice Box, voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
It's plain old common sense. You want your home to look great, feel great, and perform great. Is it even possible to do all three without breaking the bank? Yes! In Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices for a Better Home, Marla Esser Close shows you how to make your home green. Whether you live in a small apartment in the big city or a brand new single-family home in the suburbs. From integrating smart technology into your home to planting a rain garden, there are all kinds of ways to live greener. Get the book now at livinggreenbook.com. That's livinggreenbook.com.
Looking for a straightforward user interface and a cost-effective, feature-filled multi-track recording software? Call off the search. Mixcraft from Acoustica has exactly what you're looking for. It's time to include reliable audio creation and editing software with real punch into your projects. Check out Mixcraft now over at acoustica.com/mixcraft and start a new generation of audio creation and editing today.
On the Green Gap Podcast today, we're still at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show, and I cannot believe the crowds today. Oh my gosh, they're just rolling in.
Oh yeah, well, it's Saturday, you know, the weather's not the greatest. Some people are here for the parade, and they figure, you know what, before the parade or after the parade, we're just going to hang out at the home show. Saturday's always a busy day.
So we just had Dane come over and visit us, and Dane is with Straight Up Solar, and I guess I've known you a while now.
for quite a long time. We've both been around for a while doing the green thing,
that's
right?
A good thing, right?
That's right.
I've just met you today, so.
Yes.
So introduce yourself and your company, please.
Sure. So I'm Dane Glick. I'm president and owner of Straight Up Solar.
Awesome.
We've been around since 2006, and my daughter Jaden's with us today, too, hanging out.
Dane, I love what you guys are doing with solar, and you mentioned in an earlier conversation that you guys are looking to build something really special.
Right. So not only do we get excited about integrating solar into people's lives, putting it on their roofs, but we are really trying to build a solar tribe. Do something bigger than just the simple installations, which is in of itself very exciting and compelling, but we're looking to connect with communities and neighborhoods and help them grow a solar tribe, this group of people that believe in something bigger than just what they're doing on their own. And we've been really fortunate that with over 700 customers at this point, but we don't call them just customers, we call them tribal members.
People that really join this tribe. I love it.
They get connected by doing something bigger and better for the planet, for the businesses, and their community.
So that's such a big part of what we've been talking about at Green Home Coach. My business is that there's so many things that you can do that aren't just great for you and your family by living in your house and your home and how you live there, but they're great for the community and the world. I mean, that's a triple win.
Absolutely. You know, we know that people are really clamoring for something beyond the current choices they have.
Yep.
Whether it be the current utility bill structure or these other kind of fossil fuel-based things. And they really want to do that, and they want to connect with their community members and do that as well, too. And that's where we find the next level of synergy really happening. And we believe that we show up for people, planet, and profit, but really people and planet first.
Yep.
And we believe those two things are very linked. And we find more and more people really asking for that connectivity, more than just what they do in their house, but what they do in their community.
You know, I know we talk about this. Basically, everybody that sat in your chair right now and visited us during the home show, we've talked about the experience. And
it's
basically
awesome.
No longer is it just about a commodity. Anybody can buy a solar panel anywhere,
absolutely,
I'm sure. But it's the solar experience that you're trying to give. And it's something a little bit more than just, you know, checking a box. But you want your clients to think outside of the box and understand it's part of a bigger biosphere than they even realize.
That's absolutely right. And I think, you know, I tell our team when we talk about this that doing solar wonderfully is not as special as it used to be. And that's great. That's what we wanted to do. We worked very hard to make solar a mainstream idea. We don't have to sell the idea of it anymore. We just need to connect with people this next level, this tribal level, do something they really want to do, and they want to help their planet. They want to help their own pocketbooks at the same time. But they're really interested in this next level interaction and conversation. And that's where we build a tribe. These people that spread the good news, and then they connect with their peoples and their community. And we're doing that on multiple levels right now. We're excited to do in Madison County in Illinois, we're doing a group solar purchase program.
Oh, wow.
Where through this group solar purchase program of standardizing the offering for customers helps drop the price down, and we're connected with the community and work with the local leadership to do that as well, too. And we've seen that take off. We've done that in other communities in Illinois as well, and it's been a great win for everybody. And it's a perfect example of growing this tribe through the community with the community backing and supporting it.
Wow. So I'm going to wrap up the Facebook Live piece here, and then we can keep talking for a few minutes. But tell everybody how to find you online, and how far out do you guys go from the St. Louis metro area? Because our podcast goes out all across the nation. So if you don't have straight up solar where you are, folks, please.
All across the world.
Look, you know,
right.
Check out solar anyway, and straight up might be able to help you find somebody in your location.
No, absolutely.
I'm not sure.
We're also a group within a group, a larger group of solar installers across the country called Amicus. So we
awesome.
Have connectivity throughout the United States with other similar minded companies.
So how do
so
we find
do that? So
those?
Our website is straightupsolar.com.
Okay.
Very easy to get to us, and we'll respond very quickly. And we're on Facebook as well, too, of course.
So awesome. So we'll keep Gabbing here, but Facebook Live, check it out. If you've been thinking about solar, come on down, see it at St. Louis Home and Garden Show. Jaden?
Yeah?
I want to pick on you a minute.
Okay.
So your generation,
mm-hmm.
You're still in middle school.
Yes.
So your generation is going to get what our generation is leaving you.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel about what your family is doing to change that for you to know that you're going to grow up with this?
I think, honestly, I've always been someone who I think I definitely over-worry, and it's just kind of my nature, and I'm surprised that my family deals with it sometimes. But I think the important thing is that for a while I was worried that my generation was going to be stuck fixing something about coal or about all these difficult things that I didn't even know if we could fix it. I was discouraged, but then knowing, just kind of getting to see my dad and his company working so hard to make it so my generation wasn't going to have to fix anything, and instead we were going to get to grow something into this big, beautiful kind of forest of solar and connectivity and power. And I think seeing that and getting to see it so firsthand, it's just kind of important for everyone to get to hear about it.
You know, I think that's a great point. And I think a lot of the preceding generations right before you had that same mentality.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm Gen X. Dane, I'm guessing you're around Gen X?
Yes.
So we had that
Not
same
me.
Thought when we were sitting there in high school and college of, yeah, we're seeing things and we're going to have to be the ones to do that fixing too. So if we could at least start the process, your generation gets to join in instead of trying to recreate the wheel.
That's what
the
wheel is at least already going. Crew. I want to get to build on this. I don't want to have to clean up. Oh, no, we have to fix this and this, and our environment is falling apart. What are we going to do? Well, now this is just an opportunity to get to build onto this huge, beautiful, renewable energy thing. I mean, that's so much better than having to clean up.
Right. It's always easier to continue.
Yeah, I'm going to make a prediction. You are going to do something extraordinary in your life. Because you give me goosebumps when you talk.
And I love talking.
You are so articulate, and you are a gift to our life. So I am so enheartened. This is our future. Yay.
It's very exciting.
We I feel that way about my kids, too, but I'm a proud mama.
Well, and I'm biased, too. But I think there's no real surprise that the idea for Straight Up Solar started about the time Jaden was coming into this earth.
Wow.
And at the time, I was finishing my medical training, and it became clear to me that we want to do something different than just sort of passively sit by. And we didn't simply just want to donate some extra money to an environmental cause. We wanted to be part of the cause. We wanted to change the conversation and change how everything was done. And we saw a great opportunity to do that. And I think seeing that translate into Jaden's eyes and her being proud of what we do as a company is really compelling and very exciting. And it means we're doing the right thing. It means we're living the right way, we're thinking the right way, and we're growing this team the right way, where everybody that comes in this team has the same values, that we show up for this reason each day. And it is really not just for us now, but it clearly is for this future generation that we are really trying to change the game.
Share the love.
So cool to see. I mean, I see in you two the why of why you do what you do. And that is so important. And I think there is so much emphasis right now on all of us understanding our whys. But to see it in you two is extraordinary.
Thank you
for sharing that with us.
You're
and
welcome.
I know you guys on the podcast aren't seeing this. So if you're listening to the podcast several months in the away from the home show in March, which you will be because it won't release till then, go check out our Facebook page for the Green Gab, and you can see pictures in the live video of this conversation, so you know what I'm talking about, and you can see the magic as well. And I know you're on a short schedule today, Dane. I just can't thank you enough. And Jaden, for stopping by.
Yeah. It was
we really appreciate the chance to be part of this, and thanks for all the hard work you guys are doing, too.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
And tell us again how to find you online.
StraightUpSolar.com is the website, and we have the Facebook page as well. The quick search will find us there, too.
Okay, and we're going to keep an eye on you, Jane. Wonderful things to come.
Thank you.
So catch us on iTunes. Just make sure to search for the Green Gab Podcast, or catch us on thegreengabpodcast.com. And we'll be rocking it out in green while we're here at St. Louis Home Garden Show.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Green Gab Podcast and for joining us on our own personal green odyssey as we change the world one Green Gab podcast at a time. What did you learn about during this episode? Tell us now by visiting our website at greengabpodcast.com. And remember to connect with us via iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. The links to do all of this are at our website, greengabpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, but more importantly, thanks for rocking it in green.